Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Cantarucci is here. Jim's back. He's one of the top leadership experts on the planet. He's the author of a number of books, including Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. And he's taught us so much about business management and behavior and leadership over the last 15 years. Couldn't do without him. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it. I love being with you guys.
It's good to have you back as always, Jim. So let's talk about leadership. I was telling the audience before you got here that, and that we're going to talk about a number of different things, but these all emanate. Everything we're going to talk about emanates from a foundation of leadership. And I was telling them before you got here that leadership doesn't come from a hierarchy. It can come from a lot of different places. It can look like a lot of different things, and it can sound like a lot of different things too, right?
Yeah, MBA class and the organization chart, it's important to learn all of that. But then we get into the real life of the field and our business and what's happening in our business. And there are some secrets that we need to understand. And they're a bit of a paradox and atypical. It's not what we normally expect. Yeah. And so that secret is what has been key for me in communication and being able to communicate well throughout organizations over time. So that's something that we definitely should be aware of.
Well, you talked about the leadership thing there, and it's really important that we pay attention to all that. So let's talk about communication as a method of leadership. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, there's a phrase that we hear in business, the all hands meeting. Something important is happening. We have an announcement. Get everybody together, and we're going to communicate to them. Mm-hmm. And that's the paradox I'm talking about. That's exactly the wrong thing to mm-hmm. do. That's okay if we're having a celebration or something like that, but typical business communication shouldn't happen that way. Jim, when you and I were kids, they were making the war movies about World War II.
That's right.
And I have so many leadership lessons that come from those war movies. They were not great theater, great films.
When you watched them the first time, you were entranced. But when you go back and watch them, you know, you realize how cheeky some of the production was.
Well, exactly. I figured out that there was really a formula that they had, and here it was. The spiffy lieutenant would show up at the war zone on the front line.
Know-it-all
lieutenant.
Graduated
from West Point.
Know-it-all lieutenant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All brassy and so on. And he would encounter his platoon of scruffy, battle-hardened warriors, you know, no helmets, sleeves ripped off. And he would think there's a lack of discipline. He's going to fix that, right?
Well, yeah, they need to have an inspection right now.
Yeah, exactly. Now, following the theme, the sergeant will save the life of the lieutenant in battle.
The platoon
three
sergeant.
Separate times. Remember, it's mm-hmm. a formula.
mm-hmm.
They do it three times. And finally, after the third time, the lieutenant would realize that the sergeant was really the one in charge who mm-hmm. knew what was going on. Now, there are so many leadership lessons in this story arc, but relative to communication, specifically communicating change, the key message here is that the sergeants are equivalent to our supervisors should be carrying the communication message.
Yeah.
So supervisors of frontline employees, the equivalent of the sergeants, are the key ingredient here.
Well, one thing, Jim, I'll stick in here. People who are in the U.S. military, especially, well, either any of the combat arms military, know that colonels and majors and even captains don't run the Army. I'll just use the Army as an example because that's my background. The sergeants, NCOs, non-commissioned officers run. They keep the military going. And any smart officer knows that. And I learned that in the military from a first sergeant, from a master sergeant. Master Sergeant Jimmy L. Cooper was his name. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And he taught me that a long time ago. And the thing is, Jim, is that that is a 100% perfect analogy and something you should translate directly to the marketplace, to the workplace, to your management style. Yeah. It's just, and that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Every
smart owner, every smart veteran owner knows they don't keep their business afloat. Their people do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And as senior leaders, we tend to hang out with middle managers, kind of those next levels down. And they're not the important part of what we're doing. Those
right.
sergeants, those supervisors mm-hmm. are. So you ready for some bold communication statements that
yep.
I'll make? And then you
yep.
could pick whichever you want to chat about.
All right.
One, communication should not trickle down. There's no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
Two, communication to middle managers is not the focus of change communications. Three, the most senior leader should communicate directly to the supervisors and the supervisors only. So regardless of convenience, frontline employees cannot receive the communication at the same time as the supervisors. We don't get them all into the same room for convenience
mm-hmm.
sake. That's a bad one. So those bold statements relative to communication, I find, Jim, when I'm out with leaders and companies, these are new ideas to them. They're
mm-hmm.
very counter to what we do.
What do you see when you
basis.
Say communication should not trickle down? Let's just tackle that one first, and then we'll go to a break. What does it usually look like?
Well, what we have to do from a when we're talking specifically communication, we literally ignore middle management and go directly from the senior leader to the supervisor. Now, be careful. That doesn't mean we don't communicate with middle managers. But middle managers' job, if you think about it, is to ping-pong information back and forth amongst themselves
right.
and tear it all up and all of that. We want to avoid that from a communication
right.
standpoint, go directly to the supervisors. That's what I'm talking about. It's not trickling down. We're going directly to
and
the
supervisors. And that's a disruption for most organizations. Hold on to that thought. Jim, I need your website quickly, please.
JimCamparucci.com.
With two CCs up before the I on the end. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.